The Lord be with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. I want to welcome everyone here in the sanctuary, as well as those tuning in online with us this Sunday, maybe even people out in the parking lot as well. We know we always have a few people that do that. I want you to think about something here this morning, and that is when you go to the hospital, don't you expect everything to be taken care of you when you go to the hospital? That they're going to feed you and take care of you and all the needs that you have. You know, one thing I've heard from people is how much of a struggle it's been to go to the hospital and how difficult it's been in the service that that we receive when we go to the hospital. But I think one of the things to think about the hospital that we have here in Corvallis is that it has a very specific name, doesn't it? And that name is what? Good Samaritan. Did you know that it wasn't always named Good Samaritan? It was named originally Corvallis General Hospital until 1948, apparently. And it was in 1948 that it got that changed to Good Samaritan Hospital. I think the thought is a good one. Isn't it the Good Samaritan who takes care of all the needs of that man that's been beaten on the side of the road? So also a hospital, we want to think when we go there, everything's going to be taken care of us in a holistic way. We're going to be reminded about that Good Samaritan in our service today, as that's going to be our focus in our gospel reading from Luke chapter 10. Just a fabulous story that Jesus tells to encourage us to love one another. Just a couple announcements to share before we begin our service. The first is that we do have an opportunity to gather as a church family for just some fun. We're doing more of that this summer. The next event that we have that's going to be fun-focused is July 29th. We're going to go to the Corvallis Knights baseball game. We have about 30 tickets. I do need to know if you're planning on going, so send me an email or call the church. Let us know so we can plan accordingly to have those tickets ready. So that's July 29th. And then actually the next week, I see a hand raising.
It says 26th in the
bulletin. It's, yeah, it should be the 29th. Yeah, it's the 29th. Then the next week on August 4th, we're going to have a stargazing event right here at church. And that's going to be a spectacular time. That's when the moon is going to be a crescent moon. We'll be able to take a look at all the stars and planets out, many of the planets that are out there. And John Cowens is going to lead us again. So keep that on your calendar as well. We have had some new member interest at our church. If you do want to be a part of a new member class, we're going to probably launch it here late July, early August. Come and talk with me. We're putting the group together, but we want to start forming that so that we can have that those classes in the month of August. I see Elaine's hand up over here.
So is the Knights game on a Tuesday or a Friday?
I believe it's a Friday.
Oh, that's the 29th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I didn't have down as the 26th.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll double check that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go both nights.
Yep, there you go. Go both nights. There you go. And then finally, just a note about a special visitor that we have here with us. Every so often, we have our special visitors and guests from our partners around in the community. Today, we have a representative from the Gideons with us. His name is Chuck Hender. Great to have Chuck with us. He's going to share a message with us towards the end and give us some more information on what the Gideons have been up to in our area and also internationally, because their ministry goes globally. Globally, it's just fantastic what you do. Yeah, exactly. It keeps going and going. Excellent. Again, great to have you here, all here for worship. At the conclusion of our worship, we have fellowship in the fellowship hall, so another time to gather together and check in with one another.